going to say kinnis. Many kinnis start off with the word Eicha. The kinnah that we're going to say now, kinnah Zayin, every paragraph starts off with the word Eicha, and it ends off with the words Zechor Hashem Eho Yolono. The Gemara in Saita, and Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara says, B'yoyim Shacharav Beis HaMikdosh, Ein Yoyim She'ein Kilolosei Merubo Mechaveire. There's no day that the curse of today is not worse than yesterday's curse. And we have to understand that if the Churban Beis HaMikdosh was Mechayiv, that we should have such terrible klolos, why does it work progressively? Why each day has to get worse than the next? There's a Bavusta Moshe from the Dubna Magid. He gives a moshel to a king whose son got sick. He took him to a doctor. The doctor said that the only eitzah is that he should not fall asleep. For him to fall asleep is a terrible sakana. And this prince was used to sleeping in a great comfort with many pillows and mattresses. And the first day, they tried to keep him awake, but he was so tired, he was falling asleep. And they took away one pillow from him. And it was very hard for him to fall asleep. But after a day or two, he got used to that. And they had to take away a mattress. And again, he couldn't fall asleep until he got used to that again. And they kept on taking away a pillow and a mattress until he was finally sleeping on the floor. And then after a while, even though he was sleeping on the floor, he finally got used to it. And the only eitzah to keep him awake was only to hit him. Zopta Dubna Magid, that from the time the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, the Eibishter wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael would yearn, Klal Yisrael would look forward to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael would mourn the Beis HaMikdash. But the klala that we had, Klal Yisrael eventually got used to it. And the only way to keep Klal Yisrael awake, to keep that sensitivity still going, is only by making each day's klala should be merubo mechaveiro. The purpose of kinnas is to try to reawaken that kesher that we had to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Eibishter. We say in the Kinnah, Lamed Aleph, we say, Kinim O'ira, I'm going to say Kinnah, Kinim, Leman Azkiro, so that I should remember. Remembering the Beis HaMikdosh is not only mourning, but remembering and trying to connect to the Beis HaMikdosh is a tachlis for itself. There's a Gemara in Ksuvis on Daf Kuv Gimel. The Gemara says a Maisa about there was a Kovis, somebody, a dryer, a cleaner, someone who did laundry, a Poshita Yid seemingly, that every day he used to come to Rebbe. And the day that Rebbe was Nifter, he didn't come punk that day, he didn't come to visit Rebbe. And that day Rebbe was Nifta and a baska went out, that whoever was there when Rebbe was Nifta is Mizuma L'chaya Olam Abba. And this Koivis heard that this day punk that he wasn't there, he missed the opportunity of being there, Bashkafte the Rebbe. And he felt so terrible that he missed that opportunity to be Mezumah L'chayah El Abba, that he went up on the roof and he jumped off and he killed himself. And Abaska went out and said that Oisei Koivis is also Mezumah L'chayah El Abba. How do we understand this? Just because he felt so bad, he jumped off the roof, How does that give him Chai Olam Haba? But the Teretz is that when someone feels bad that he's missing something, so then it's as if that he has that, he's connected to that. The Kovis that felt so terrible that he missed Ashkafta the Rebbe, it's as if he was there at the time of the Ashkafta the Rebbe, and Ramayli has the same Maila of being Mezumah L'Chai Olam Haba. If we are Mekoinen and we mourn the Beis HaMikdosh and we are Ma'orah some kind of hergish, some kind of feeling to miss the Beis HaMikdosh, to realize what we're missing, to realize what would be if we would have the Beis HaMikdosh, to realize how much we would be connected to the Eibishter during the Beis HaMikdosh, then to a certain degree we have the Beis HaMikdosh, we're still connected to the Beis HaMikdosh. The Medrash in Eicha says that we aren't the only ones that are Mekoinen, that are Misabel on the Beis HaMikdosh. The Eibishter is also Misabel on the Beis HaMikdosh. The Eibishter is also Misabel on the Beis HaMikdosh. The same way that we're connected to the Beis HaMikdosh, if we're Misabel, the Eibishter is also connected. And that's the way we're connected to Him. But there's another nekuda that we have to know before we say kinnis. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim brings a maisa on the pasuk of Nagilov and Ismach HaBach. The Medrash says that there's a halacha at times of the Gemara, it was lemaisa. If a person is married 10 years and he doesn't have children, he has to divorce his wife. And there was a couple that was married for 10 years and they didn't have children. And they came in front of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel said that you have to get divorced, but kashem shenis davachtem. Just like when you got married, you made a tremendous suda. So now also, when you're going and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem by getting divorced, you also have to make a big suda. And they went in his ways and they made a big suda. And by the suda, the husband got a little bit intoxicated. And at a certain point in the suda, he told his wife that go ahead and take whatever you want. Take any item from me. You could go ahead and take it back to your father's house with you. And then he fell asleep. And the wife told the servants to go ahead and take the husband, take him, carry him back to her father's home. And then, after they carried him back, the next morning he woke up and he found himself in his father-in-law's house. And he asked his wife, "What am I doing here?" So his wife told him, "Don't you remember you told me that I could take whatever I want? The thing that I want most, I could take back to my father's house. Ein li chayfetz be'olam yoseh mimecha. There's nothing that I want more than you." And they went back to Rabbi Gamliel, and they told him what happened. Rabbi Gamliel was mispal for them, and they had children. Fir tois de medrash. That madoch of Bosav Adam that says to another Bosav Adam, Ein li chayfes ba'olam yoseh mimecha. There's nothing that I want more than you. Is there zaycha to be together? If Klal Yisrael says to the Eibishter, Ein li chayfes ba'olam yoseh mimecha, al achas kamo v'kamo. Gamliel originally told them to get divorced. He didn't have an eitzah for them. But after the ma'isa with the party, and she took him to her father's house, and she said, "Eli chayvus ba'olam yoseh mimecha," all of a sudden he was able to be mispalel, and they were able to have children. And the answer is that originally Ram Gamliel saw that there was a gzeira that this couple cannot be able to have children. And the answer is that originally Ram Gamliel saw that there was a gzeira that these couple this couple can't have children. But when there's a strong rotzen, when a person says, "Ein li chayves ba'olam yosam," that itself gives a koyach, and the zoicha to be together. If Klal Yisrael will say, if Klal Yisrael truly, if we could be ma'or some kind of rotzen, some kind of rotzen, and some kind of avelis, a primius dik avelis, a true rotzen to that kurva that we had in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, to try to imagine what kind of different life it was, a ruchniistic life, a life of kurva to the Eibishter, and we would be able to come to some kind of madrega of ein li chayves ba'olam yosam imecha, that itself would have a gevaldik kayach to bring the geula. We say Eicha, and then we say Zechar Hashem Ehoyalonu. The Beis Halevi in Parsha Shmois, on the Pasuk of Roi Roisius Oni Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, V'Sakosom Shamati Mipnei Noiksov, Ki Odati Es Machoivov. The Eibishter, the Pasuk says, the Eibishter is saying that I know your pain. Klal Yisrael didn't know their pain. Zokta Beis Halevi, that there's a medrash in Eicha, that the Eibishter says, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm compared to someone that's marrying off his son. And in the chuppah, at the time of the greatest simcha, the son dies. That's the comparison that the Eibishter compares himself to, a father that's marrying off a child. And he dies at the chuppah. Zokta Beis Halevi, a person that was once a very wealthy man, and then he started to lose all his money, and now he's a pauper, and he has to go around to begging for people to give him food. The person slowly but surely got used to his matziv, and he doesn't realize his ka'ev, he doesn't realize how much he fell. But the Eibishter remembers his original matziv. The Eibishter remembers what he came from. And the Eibishter knows his ka'ev. That's the pshat ki odati es machoivov. And that's what we're trying to remember over here. Klal Yisrael, after so many years, Klal Yisrael got used to golos. And we can't even appreciate how far we are from our Maila that we were at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But now, when we say Eicha, Eicha means how could it happen? How could it be that someone that was so high, that had so much, how could it be that I look like I look now? But really, it's something that we have a hard time identifying with. And we try to say Eicha, but we say to the Eibishter, Zecher Hashem Eho Yalonu. You are the only one that really understands, that really knows what truly happened to us. You understand and you remember where we came from. And you understand where we are today. If we would connect to that, that's the true purpose of kinnis that we say, Eicha, to try to awaken the realization of where we're coming from and where we came to. Awaken the realization of where we're coming from and where we came to. Eicha asta ba'pecho.